up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, last hour, we had just barely gotten into the story before the call started rolling in about a 10-year-old homeschool girl here in New Hampshire that has been ordered by a court to attend a government school because she was too vigorous in defense of her Christian faith. Now,
it's bizarre.
Homeschoolers are, I think, most of them pretty brilliant kids. I mean, a lot of the, when you look at the spelling bees, it's homeschool kids that take home the prize year after year on this, you know, the national spelling bees that they have. And a lot of homeschool kids will essentially be able to enter college several years earlier.
I've heard of them entering as early as like 11 or 12.
Yeah, several years earlier than their government school counterparts. And so there's no doubt that homeschooling is a great way to raise kids and to educate kids. And one of the reasons that people who are very devoutly religious choose to homeschool is because they don't want to expose their kids to some of the things that they consider negative influences that they might find at a government school. Can't say I blame them for that. I myself am not a Christian, but I think that Christians or anybody else should be able to homeschool their kids, and they shouldn't have to have a reason for it. You don't need an excuse to keep your kids in your home and of course, not all homeschooling is all in the home. Sometimes there's a lot of field trips involved and going places and
absolutely
meeting
I
up
know.
With other homeschoolers.
I know homeschoolers. We don't homeschool Jack because he's not old enough, but I guess
enough.
We are. We're already homeschooling Jack.
You're reading to him, aren't you? That
sure.
Counts.
You wouldn't believe how often he wants to hear that I Like Pumpkins book that he got at the Pumpkin Festival. 20 times a day, my wife wants to read that thing to him. But, kids are picking things up and they're learning things, so you're always learning. So he's getting homeschooled now, and the way I see other homeschool kids, they're going out and learning about the world, getting jobs and all kinds of things. I think that it's it's an entirely different way of learning, but people are always worried about socialization when it comes to their kids. Look, your kid has to go and deal with other kids their age and get beat up and learn to cuss and look through the nudie books or whatever it is that the kids are doing at school. And I don't why is it that a child has to go and hang out with their peer group and, learn those things? I've met lots of homeschool kids, and the younger ones, you wouldn't believe how well-behaved they are, and it's probably because they hang out with adults more. They act like adults more. I do think that kids are over childified here in the United States. Mm-hmm. I think they're treated like children far too long, and as a result, we have people in their 20s and 30s that don't know anything about life, and I think that's a problem.
Well, now here's what happened, and it's disturbing. From WorldNetDaily, the decision from marital master Michael Garner. Reason that the girl's vigorous defense of her religious beliefs to her counselor suggests strongly that she has not had the opportunity to seriously consider any other point of view.
So what?
I agree.
How about
so
the
what?
Point of view that you suck, Michael?
The recommendation was approved by Judge Lucinda Sadler, but it is being challenged by attorneys with the Alliance Defense Fund, who said it was a step too far for any court. The ADF confirmed that it's filed motions with the court seeking reconsideration of the order and stay of the decision sending the 10-year-old student in government-run schools in Meredith, New Hampshire. The dispute arose as part of a modification of a parenting plan for the girl. The parents divorced in 1999 when she was a newborn, and the mother has homeschooled her daughter since first grade with texts that meet all the state standards.
Uh-oh. I'm getting ready to change my opinion here.
In addition to homeschooling, the girl attends supplemental public school classes and has also been involved in a variety of extracurricular sports activities, according to the ADF. But during the process of negotiating the terms of the plan, the guardian ad litem appointed to participate concluded that the girl appeared to reflect her mother's rigidity on questions of faith, and that the girl's interests would be best served by exposure to a public school setting.
Now, okay. The judge is supposed to be a person who goes in these family courts, is supposed to regulate a dispute between two people or, groups or whatever. And if it's the father and the mother that are disputing how the girl's religious education is going, then then I might have a different opinion on this one, Ian. I mean,
I haven't heard anything about a father in this case.
Well, they said they split. And why are they in court?
I don't know who's in court here. I'm still a little confused. It says that the guardian ad litem. I don't know what a guardian ad litem is. This is somebody who's been appointed to participate in this in a negotiating process.
Okay.
That she would be best served by exposure to a public school setting and different points of view at a time when she must begin to critically evaluate the multiple systems of belief in order to select, as a young adult, which of those systems will best suit her needs. According to court documents, the guardian ad litem earlier had told the mother, if I want her in public school, she'll be in public school.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
The marital master hearing the case proposed the Christian girl be ordered into public school after considering the impact of her religious beliefs on her interaction with others. Parents have a fundamental right to make education choices for their children. In this case specifically, the court is illegitimately altering a method of education that the court itself admits is working. According to the ADF attorney, the court is essentially saying that the evidence shows that socially and academically the girl is doing great, but her religious beliefs are a bit too sincerely held and must be sifted, tested by, and mixed among other worldviews. This is a step too far for any court to take. The New Hampshire Supreme Court itself has specifically declared home education is an enduring American tradition and right, according to the ADF's legal counsel. There's clearly and without question no legitimate legal basis for the court's decision, and we trust it will reconsider its conclusions. The case handled in the Family Division of the Judicial Court in Laconia involves Martin Kurowski and Brenda Kurowski and their daughter. So I guess that's the father. The ADF also argued the issue was already raised in 2006 and rejected by the court. Most urgent is the issue of Amanda's schooling as the school year has begun and Amanda is being impacted by the court's decision daily, the court filing requesting a stay said. Serious state, statutory, and federal constitutional concerns are implicated by the court's ruling, which need to be remedied without delay. It's not the proper role of the court to insist that Amanda be exposed to different points of view. If the primary residential parent has determined that it's Amanda's best interest not to be exposed to secular influences that would undermine her faith, schooling, social development, etc., the court is not permitted to demonstrate hostility towards religion. So essentially what they're saying here is that Amanda, for whatever reason, is living with mom.
Yeah.
She was appointed to be with mom, and it doesn't sound like she's with her father. There's not much discussion here about her father.
Well, I think that you and I can agree that if the government in any way, whether this is a advisor ad litem or whatever that term was that they used there for nosy bureaucrat, Latin for nosy bureaucrat, those people have no stand in telling these people how to raise their kid. However,
that's what I'm seeing here.
If I'm of the opinion that if the father has a dispute in how the child is being raised, that his dispute has validity and he has standing. So if dad wants the kid to go to public school and mom wants the kid to stay home and be homeschooled, Ian, what do you think?
Well, I think that I don't have an easy answer to that, because I think that if the girl was if it was decided that she should stay with mom, then I think mom gets to make the ultimate decisions in those cases.
Well, I think there's a real problem with that.
Otherwise, what do? You go to the court every single time you have a disagreement with your ex.
If you can't work it out, that's what a court's for.
Well,
I'm not saying that courts are good, but they are the only binding.
Well,
right. These people decided, for whatever reason they decided to do it, to have a government-sponsored marriage. Therefore, when they decided to do that, they decided that the government would be the final arbiter in the how to depose of their children. And, I think everyone knows that. So the final when you come to an impasse and you can't make a decision, then the court would be the one that has to make a decision there. And I think that the father has equal, in my opinion, equal standing, or at least darn close to equal standing in deciding where the kid goes to school.
What I'm being informed here is that a guardian ad litem is essentially New Hampshire's version of CPS, the Child Protective Services. So it doesn't sound like dad's really even in the picture here. And if he was, then they would have probably gotten a comment from him for this story, but they only mention his name once. 800-259-9231. So it sounds to me like what's happened here is the government bureaucrats have stuck their nose into this young person's education and have decided that it's not up to government snuff.
Their noses don't belong.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and you can enjoy them, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo and to show that they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and lady listeners, you're invited to get involved. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the main sponsor of the show. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge stand for liberty. It's the most important thing to him, and that's why he sponsors Free Talk Live and has been doing it for quite some time. If you can send your accounts receivable over to SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. They collect with respect. SACL CAI.
So the story is from WorldNet Daily that we've been talking about here. You're welcome to comment on it or bring up whatever you want. The question is, what level of control should a government, the government people have over what your kids are learning in their homeschool environment? The question brought up in this case from here in New Hampshire, a lady had a divorce in 1999 when their daughter was a newborn. Mom has homeschooled her daughter since first grade with texts that meet the state standards. Now, the dispute here that has been taken issue has arose as a part of a modification of a parenting plan for the girl. So I'm not sure what that all means. I don't know why you have to have a parenting plan for your kids. I'm not sure what level of control the government has over your home life once you go through a divorce, but apparently she had submitted this parenting plan, and the bureaucrat that was tasked with, I guess, looking over all of this had basically said, if I want her in public school, she'll be in public school. And the article doesn't make mention of father. It doesn't make mention of
briefly
where.
Briefly, it does.
Well, it only
but
mentions
not what
his
opinion
name.
Is.
Right. It doesn't mention his opinion. It doesn't mention him being involved in this. But what it does say is that,
you know, it makes me wonder, though, why is the court, why is this this CPS woman involved in this little girl's life?
I don't know.
What happened? And we don't have the full story there. And that I find bothersome. You know, generally, Child Protective Services doesn't get involved in somebody's life. When they do, it's usually not good, but, you know,
no, and it's not good in this case. Essentially, the bureaucrat is saying that she wants this girl to be exposed to different points of view, and that the court.
I'm getting a word here from somebody that it says it looks like the couple in their divorce agreed to joint decision making over the child with a court appointed mediator, which says that, you know, you welcome the state into your life, and
this is
what you get. And parents, if you welcome the state into your life,
this is
what you'll get.
It doesn't mean that I support what's being done here. Sure, they did agree to some level of state oversight, but that doesn't mean that I'm too pleased with what I'm seeing. Indeed, the court is not permitted, according to one of the briefs filed in the case, to demonstrate hostility toward religion, and particularly the faith of Amanda and her mother, by removing Amanda from the home and thrusting her into an environment that the custodial parent deems detrimental to Amanda. Now, the order assumes that because she has sincerely held Christian beliefs, there must be a problem that needs solving. It's a parent's constitutionally protected right to train up their children in the religious beliefs that they hold. It's not up to the court to suggest that a 10-year-old should be exposed to other religious views contrary to the faith traditions of her parents. Could it not be that this sharp 10-year-old vigorously believes what she does because she believes it to be, you know, or she knows it to be true? The court's narrative suggests that 10-year-olds are too young to form opinions and that they are not yet allowed to have sincerely held Christian beliefs. Absent any other clear and convincing evidence justifying the court's decision, it would appear the court has indeed taken sides with regard to the issue of religion and has preferred one religious view over another, or the absence of religion, and that this is impermissible. The Guardian ad litem, this is the bureaucrat in the case that was overseeing the plan that the mother had written up, had an anti-Christian bias, according to the documents, telling the mother at one point that she wouldn't even look at the homeschool curriculum. She allegedly said at the time, "I don't want to hear it. It's all Christian-based." So it sounds to me like what you have here is a busybody bureaucrat.
Right, who has an opinion, and it doesn't. Who knows? You know, maybe that opinion's similar to mine. I find to some extent people raising their kids and what in the kind of Christianity that I was raised in to be offensive. You know, this guilt-ridden religion that I find I believe to be damaging. However, I would never tell you how you can raise your kid. I might suggest, but I won't tell.
But that's why you would never take this job as a guardian ad litem.
Right. These are people that believe that they know how to raise your kids better than you do.
Right. And so I think it's disturbing. While I agree with you, Mark, that the particular religious viewpoint is probably intolerant and something that I personally would not agree with, it's not my kid. You know, it's not my child. It's none of my business how you raise your kids. And it brings me back to a conversation I've been having over on the Free State Project forum about people and raising kids and, you know, how it is that essentially that you need to allow other people to raise their kids in the way they think is appropriate. And that means even the weird ones, it's like the FLDS people.
Sometimes really tough.
Exactly. And there's a guy over there that we've been going back and forth and debating this.
Now that'll help.
Well, you know, that's what we do on forums, right?
Yeah.
And he's essentially saying that, it's child molestation to engage in sexual activity with somebody under some arbitrary age, which he's refused to name. But he basically said that when I engaged in sexual acts with my next-door neighbor when I was growing up, I was probably 10 or 11 years old, that I was molested and that the guy that did it to me, the 16-year-old that did it to me, should have gone to prison. And I'm sorry. No, he shouldn't have. That wouldn't have solved anything. That wouldn't have made anybody's lives better. And it was a consensual act. And of course, he's insisting that there's no way I could have consented at that
age. It's interesting that the 6 year difference, and I think five year difference, likely it was.
Difference.
I think it's a big difference. I think it's a chasm. However, it's interesting that the 16-year-old can't make a decision in some states to have sex with somebody who's older, but can make a decision to have sex with somebody who's younger. Do you understand the?
Depends. In some states, under 12 is automatically like a child felony or something like
that. Right, but I'm saying that the 16-year-old can't make the decision to have a sex with an adult in some states. In some states, yeah, they can, but they can make the decision. Let's say that Florida is an 18 and under state. They, you can't have sex with somebody who's under 18.
Okay.
So the 16-year-old couldn't make the decision to have sex with an adult, right?
Yeah.
They're incapable. But they are. But that same 16-year-old is capable of making a decision to have sex with a 12-year-old. Or 11-year-old.
I'm telling you that the laws in many places would say that's not the case. That anybody
they're
that's
capable of making the decision because they throw them in jail, Ian. They can't make the decision to have sex with an adult because they're legally incapable, according to the law.
Right.
However, the law will hold them responsible for their decision to have sex with a 12-year-old by throwing their same little butts in jail.
Oh, okay.
The same person who can't make a decision to have sex with somebody older can make a decision to have sex with somebody younger.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
And that's a really strange place to be.
So I brought up the issue of FLDS, you know, the Fundamentalist Church, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and how it is that it's their norm. Their normal world is they're raising their daughters to be married off at age 12 to older guys in their 50s and have sex with them. That's normal for them. But by this guy's standards, he believes that's a crime. He believes that you know, kids, young people cannot consent, and so therefore that's a criminal act and that person should be punished. And you need to come to the conclusion, if you want freedom, that is. If you don't want freedom, well, we don't have anything to talk about. But if you want freedom, you have to understand that in order to have it, you have to allow other people to raise their kids in ways you might disagree with. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system.
system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Julia joining us for the remainder of the program. And, of course, we will take your calls about anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have got archives, a lot of them. In fact, going back an entire year, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
Public policy floats your boat? Well, learn about public policy by interning at a state or federal public policy organization. The Charles D. Koch Summer Fellowship Program includes an opening week-long policy seminar, an eight-week paid summer internship, a closing seminar, and weekly policy lectures. Choose from 70 organizations in Washington, D.C., and state policy network, think tanks across the United States. Programs include a stipend and a housing allowance. Apply by January the 31st at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, Mark, tell me about the story you have about a guy that was drugged, an activist that was forced into a psychiatric ward over fully informed jury outreach. Am I understanding you right? What happened?
From examiner.com, veteran libertarian civil rights activist Julian Heiklin calls it an out-and-out kidnapping when Homeland Security police forcibly transported him to a hospital where he was injected with Thorazine against his will.
Whoa.
It began shortly after Heiklin arrived at the U.S. District Courthouse in New York City for the third Monday in a row to pass out pamphlets to prospective jurors. The pamphlet, produced by the Fully Informed Jury Association, that's FIJA.
FIJA.org.
Yep. Entitled, A Primer for Prospective Jurors, informs jurors of their right.
What's the primer?
It's both.
Really?
Look it up, man.
Okay.
Go check. You're not checking?
I will.
All right.
Time.
In the past, Heiklin explained that the First Amendment recognized his right to do what he was doing. And excuse me, you and your bad English over here is messing me up. In the past, jury activists arrested for exercising FIJ rights, Homeland Security police told him that he couldn't do that on federal property and ordered him to leave. As in the past, Hecklin explained that the First Amendment recognized his right to do just what he was doing. Then, as Hecklin tells it,
wait,
in his,
where was he? Was he out front?
He was out front.
Okay.
Yeah, passing out stuff to jurors. Then, as Hecklin tells it in his email report to supporters, one of them said that I was under arrest to get his hands behind his back and handcuffed him. As Hecklin always does when faced with arrest, he dropped to the ground and went limp and silent. In the past, he was arrested, handcuffed, placed in a gurney, and transported to the hospital where he was examined and eventually released in time to be home later the same day. But this time, something happened differently. I remained in that position for over an hour, Hecklin says, before I was lifted onto a gurney and strapped securely. I was never handcuffed, nor received a citation or summons. It was an out-and-out kidnapping. At Bellevue Psychiatric Hospital, he remained non-responsive to questions. Around 3 p.m., radio reporter Chris Goldstein called to say that he would start the publicity rolling. After 4 p.m. or so, Hecklin continues, I made a fuss to see someone in charge so that I could either be released or brought in front of a magistrate. My requests were ignored and became more persistent. Against my wishes, four attendants grabbed me and gave me a shot of Thorazine to calm me down. It worked. I got an excellent night's sleep. Hecklin asserted that Dr. Lowe, head psychiatrist for the Bellevue unit, made it a point to see that he was not interviewed the first day. On Tuesday morning, after being interviewed by two people he identified as psychiatrist Dr. Stryker and social worker Harry Wolf, Hecklin was released at 11:55 a.m., just over 24 hours after arriving at the courthouse. Ever upbeat, Hecklin reports that he was released this way. I signed all the documents, John Galt, and was released at 11:55 a.m. and voted for Ken Kaplan for governor of New Jersey on my way home. Ken Kaplan, of course, was the Libertarian Party candidate. Unfortunately, Hecklin's report ends in this ominous note. You should know that the Federal Protective Services is intercepting my emails, another violation of our civil liberties. So apparently he's claiming that his emails are being intercepted. But holy crap.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
He was just passing out FIJ handouts on the steps of a building that he was forced to pay for.
Must be crazy. Let's shoot him up with some drugs.
Well, laying there, apparently without being handcuffed didn't sound a little crazy to me, but I don't think that you should be drugging somebody just because you don't like the way they're acting.
Well, this is apparently the America that we're in today, where if you're out in front of a courthouse handing out FIJ information, Fully Informed Jury Association, which basically informs juries that are jurors or potential jurors that they, as a juror, if they are selected, will have the ability to essentially decide whether the law itself is valid. When you're on a jury, you have the ability to vote not guilty based on your opinion on the law, not necessarily based on whether or not the facts of the case show that the individual in question indeed committed the alleged crime.
Right, broke the law that they passed. But, it's the jury. They're the final check and balance. They're the fourth branch of the government. They're supposed to decide whether a law is, legal or not.
But what I'm hearing in this story, Mark, is besides the tyranny that is very obvious and blatant, the idea that they can just whisk you away and put you in a van and take you to the psychiatric ward and then shoot you up with drugs and interview you and then decide to just let you out. I mean, because they could have kept him. They could have just kept him there for who knows how long. But they let him out in this case, thank goodness, and he was able to get back out onto the street and do whatever it is that he's doing now. And thank goodness bring the story to our attention, because I think what's most instructive about this is that he was by himself, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound to me like he was there with anybody. It doesn't sound to me as though he had a cameraman.
Where is this from?
New York City. So now New York City, I mean, come on. I know they have a Libertarian Party in New York City, and it's probably one of the larger ones. Is it that difficult to get a second person to come out and do some FIJ outreach with you in New York flipping city?
Well, it's got to be kind of depressing being a libertarian in New York City.
I suppose.
I mean, it is a big party there, but that's because there's a lot of people. But what are you going to do besides? I do think the FIJ outreach is probably the best kind of outreach that you can do as an individual sort of libertarian in enemy occupied territory. But
No, I disagree. I don't think it's very effective if you're just one person.
Well, not just one person, but I'm just saying that a few people can do this as opposed to anything else.
Yes, a few people can do this, and that's what's most important. When you're going to go out and do fully informed jury association outreach, you need to have minimum of two, preferably three or four people to come out and do this. One of them needs to have a video camera or audio recording device or both. And again, the more
and
the
I don't
merrier.
Recommend just videoing your interactions with everybody because people tend to be scared of cameras.
Oh no, I don't. No, certainly not. You don't want to point the video camera at anybody that you're trying to reach out to and give fully informed jury association information to.
That's not going to go well.
The video camera should just be there, hanging on your arm. You should have it on a strap or in a bag or something like that, to where if the sheriff's decide to mosey on up to you, or some court security officer decides to come on out to have a chat, that's when you raise the camera. That's when you go on the defensive. But if you're all by yourself, this is a perfect example, and I'm going to remember this story, perfect example of exactly what can happen. It's not to say it couldn't happen to two, three, or four people, but your odds of them kidnapping you, doping you up, and forcing you in front of some sort of psychiatric evaluation panel much lower if you've actually got some people there backing you up.
I have to agree.
So come to New Hampshire, where you can actually have. When we do FIJA outreach here in Keene, we usually have more people than is necessary. We have six people, seven, yeah. Eight, nine, 12.
Too many. It can be intimidating.
Yeah, we have so many. We've got three people standing across the street. I mean, there's just so many. It becomes a gauntlet for the jurors to come through. And it's recently spread, I think, to Concord, and it's spreading to Manchester, and it's great. It's a great form of activism, but you have to have people on your side. The first time we were there, that's when the sheriffs came out. They come out, they sniff around, they want to see if they can push you around, they want to see if they can get you to go away. In this case, we had so many people, all they did was come up and ask what we were doing. They went away, we never saw them again. We've been doing FIJA outreach ever since for over a year at this point, and we haven't had a problem. But if you go all by yourself, look out. 800-259-9231, plus you messed with the feds as well, which probably made it extra dangerous. More coming up, you bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight is Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, you can help support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, you'll get the same old Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop, even used items, if you need to save a few extra bucks. Plus, if you're buying brand new, a lot of their brand new items have free Super Saver shipping attached to them. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Get shopping done for the holiday season as well while you're at it. Forget all the department stores and the running around town and all of that nonsense. You can just get it done at amazon.freetalklive.com. So we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Scott is on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, Ian, Julie, and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind, Scott?
I'll tell you what. If there's an old Chinese curse. I'm sure you've heard of it. It says, may you live in interesting times.
Yes.
This is certainly interesting times in the United States. These elections of this past week prove that. It only reinforces the American. This is a historic crossroads. The American people are outraged. What's gone on in America? The Democrats and the Republicans are both futile. They're useless. They're liars. And those who may laugh or don't believe in the libertarian movement, let's put it this way. It's no worse than what the garbage that the Democrats and the Republicans have put forward. I would support Ron Paul. If Ron Paul had a platform next in 2012 where he wants to run for president of the United States, I would gladly support Ron Paul. He couldn't be any worse than the garbage, and I use the word garbage because that's what they are. They lie to the people. They're tools of Goldman Sachs and Wall Street and big business, and maybe Ron Paul could make a go of it, but there's got to be a movement in this country. There's got to be a revolution. I hope Big Brother out there is listening.
I don't want a revolution. I think that's cliche, personally, and I understand.
How do you bring change to America?
You evolve. Instead of revolve, you evolve. I understand somebody might say, "Well, you're picking hairs there, Ian. You're nitpicking." And no, I think there's a difference. I think it's an important difference. The difference between revolution and evolution is the revolution suggests that you're going back around to the beginning. You're starting from scratch. You're going to create a brand new government and kick it off again. And it seems to me that if you start over, you'll still get what you've always gotten, and unless you change your, you know, check your premises and move forward in a different direction. I think that the direction to move forward toward is one of a voluntary society. If we have a revolution, first of all, the typical way that comes around is through violence, and I don't think that's going to result in anything that would be something I want to be associated with, because normally what happens is that whoever it is that the violent revolutionaries are the ones that end up getting in charge of whatever the new structure is.
They set the new rules.
They set their rules, and then you have to live by them, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be any better or any more free. It just means it'll be their system that they force upon you. And I think that if we can educate people to come to the understanding that a voluntary society is desirable and that human beings should interact with one another on a consensual basis, then we can start moving forward and just leaving the old structure behind. Instead of revolving and starting over, we can just evolve and, you know, move on to the next great step in mankind's history. And that
revolution
would be...
may be inevitable. Let me explain. You're living in historic times.
Know.
The unemployment rate is skyrocketing. You heard the news. Lot of people have given up millions that aren't even in the rosters, that they've just given up out of frustration. The dollar is shrinking down to nothing. We don't have a manufacturing base. Our infrastructure is crumbling. It's America's a powder keg. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I think you're right about that, and I it's disturbing to me that there could be a revolution because, again, as I pointed out, what can come out of that could possibly be worse than what we have today.
There's a saying that history repeats itself, and every time it does, the price goes up. I've got to be honest with you. I don't want a communist government, and I know that I've said anti-Semitic things in the past, but I don't want a Nazi government either. What I do want is I would entertain a Ron Paul presidency. I would entertain an American presidency that gives America back to Americans and destroys the ties of big business and Wall Street. That's what's killing this nation.
You're giving the presidency a little more credit than is due. I mean, you do understand that even if Ron Paul were to win the election in 2012, which, number one, I don't know if he's going to run.
Yeah, he seems like he's going to be awfully old there.
He said he's not, but
hopefully, I'd like to see Judge Napolitano actually throw his hat in the ring, and I think he'd be a good stand-in.
But even if Ron Paul or Napolitano wins the election, that doesn't mean that that's a revolution. That just means that you've changed out a deck chair on the Titanic, and it doesn't, maybe he can veto a number of the pieces of legislation that come up. Sure, he could tear pages out of the Federal Register. He could do what Harry Brown
would. He could do a great deal for the country.
He could. He could withraw the troops, bring them home from around the world. There's a lot that Ron Paul could do,
but it would still be business as usual in
Congress, because you wouldn't be replacing all 535 of them. You'd only be replacing the executive.
I think it beats the heck out of what we've got.
Sure, it does, but it's also it's just a fantastic fantasy to believe that Ron Paul.
I don't know.
Could
I think that it could very well happen that we could get somebody. After what happened in 2008, maybe.
I have no faith. I want to leave with a thought. I have no faith in our government. I have never felt so demoralized and so ashamed of the United States of America. And you've been very fair to me. I know I've said some bigoted things in the past, but you have to look where I'm coming from. I feel that we're just controlled by Goldman Sachs. I'm not saying all bankers are Jews. I'm saying that the big boys are. And I'm so demoralized that I don't even want to vote. I don't even want to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance for this country. And if I had a son or daughter, you know what I would do? I would ship them off to Canada. I wouldn't have them lose an arm or leg for this country.
Yeah, well,
you know,
Canada's
that?
Got some pretty tough immigration restrictions from what I understand, so I don't know how well that would work. Scott, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And your calls are always the best when you don't reference your hatred of people because of their
particular... Well, I think he's coming along, I do understand. I agree that the banks, the large financial institutions really are what's controlling this world.
But that doesn't mean that Jews are evil or anything like that. It means that the people that run those institutions are greedy, whoever they are.
And they'll do what it takes in order to get in charge, and it doesn't matter whether they're Jewish or whatever they are. And I think that it wouldn't matter what race they were. But I can see how one might get sidetracked on that issue. It's a kind of an easy way to go. It's nice to be able to point to something specific and say, that's what the problem is.
The problem is power. The problem is control. The problem is the desire of humans to control others and the willingness of humans to be controlled. I personally think the problem is all wrapped up in that. How do you feel about that?
I think that throughout their history, humans have been nothing but slaves.
Julia, what's the problem from your viewpoint?
I don't know.
Okay. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. What is the problem in your viewpoint? How do you feel about where we are today? Is it just the government? Because, no, it can't just be the government. And it's easy to point to the government and say, well, the government's the problem. We just need to change the government. I think that you need to change the people. And I think that the people have allowed what has happened to occur. And if you want a revolution to happen or an evolution to happen, it's not going to occur unless you can change people's minds, unless people can come to the understanding that they need something different.
I think that I don't know about changing people's minds. I think that you...
Well, they change their own minds.
Right. You need to focus their attention towards particular problems and bring around for them solutions as you may see them. I mean, you know, a person who, is good at convincing people really just allows people to come to the conclusions that they want them to come to. I mean, that's really the trick. And so, you know, I often it's one of the reasons that you and I generally agree on not getting caught up on particular words and trying to re-educate the public every time a particular word comes along. And sometimes when you stop people down from your wheeze and hours and things like that, I wonder whether that is counterproductive to convincing people of things. And I also was kind of sitting there wondering on the evolution versus revolution thing. You made such a big deal about it and, you know, kind of derailed.
Revolution's typically violent. I don't see evolution as being violent.
I think that people could very well have called what happened here in the civil rights movement to be a revolution. I think that people can call what happened in India with Gandhi a revolution.
I think bringing up the point about collectivist speak is very important. I think that when somebody says we did this and we did that, if we are not included in that we, if they're saying, well, we invaded Afghanistan, well, no, nobody in this room invaded Afghanistan. I think it's important to point those things out because they seem like little things. It seems like something that, you know what I mean. Well, yeah, I know what you mean, but why don't you say what you mean? Because words are important. Words have meaning. And if you're constantly speaking in those collectivist terms, then you are unwittingly grouping yourself in with something that you might not otherwise want to be associated with.
So they're taking my money to do it, I can tell you that much.
It doesn't take a long time to point those mistakes out, and I think it's very powerful when you try to adjust yourself. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.